Okay, today's Daf Nun Dalet. We are on Nun Dalet over here by the Mishnah, and today's shiur is sponsored for Refuah Shleima for Moshe Menachem Mendel Ben Gittel, who's having surgery this morning, and everything should go well. He should have Refuah Shleima. Okay, here we go. Hanoder min hayerek. If somebody makes a neder not to have vegetables, mutter bideluin. They're allowed to have diluin. How do they translate diluin in our gourds? They're allowed to have gourds. Why are they allowed to have gourds? Isn't gourd a vegetable? So, the Ran says, delo have yerek, it's not a vegetable, el a pri, it's a fruit. The istim afarshi, others say, no. The stam yerek nechal kamos shuhu chai. No, most vegetables can be eaten raw. Udiluin ain't a cane. Not diluin, you can't eat that raw. So when I say pass the vegetables, you don't mean things that are not eaten raw. Right? Has to be cooked first. Is that what he meant? And therefore it's not usher. Rabbi Akiva Oser. Rabbi Akiva says it's usher. Okay? Amru lo l'Rabbi Akiva. They asked Rabbi Akiva the following question. How could you say it's usher? Follow amalo, Valo Omer Adam Lushlucho, someone says to a shliach, Kachli Yerek, do me a favor, go to the market and get me vegetables. Vahu Omer, Flo Matsasi, Ella Deluin. And he comes back and he says, I didn't have any vegetables. The only thing they had is Deluin. Do you want me to go buy that? Says the Ran, what do you see? Alma, Lo Mikri Yerek. You see from here, it's not a Yerek. Because the E Mikri Yerek, Yikham, had it been a vegetable, he would have bought it. So isn't that normally what happens? Says Rabbi, so the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, says to Rabbi Akiva, how could you say it's usher? Right? Amalahem, so he says to them, Kein Hadavar, is that true? Oshema, or maybe, Amarhu, Lomot Sasi Ela Kitnias. No, they didn't have, the only thing they had was beans, Kitnias, which is certainly not vegetables. Right? Ella shahad deluin bichlal yerek. No, deluin. It says Rabbi Akiva argued the whole premise. A guy would never come back and say that.
That's not a story then. You never know.
In other words, if I send a mashliach to go buy vegetables, would he buy deluin? The Chacham say no. He would ask you. Listen, I'm in the store. They don't have. Do you want deluin? Rabbi Akiva says that would never happen. What he would say is, listen, they don't have any vegetables. You want rice? You want rice? You want kidneys? You want me to buy you that? In other words, if there was diluin, it would never be an issue. Why? Ella shah diluin bichlal yerek. Diluin is in the category of yerek. Va'kitni is enum bichlal yerek. And kidneys is not in the category of yerek. Va'oser bapul ha'mitten. Okay, that's the end of that. Now, a completely unrelated issue.
Or you categorize beans and
beans. It's not vegetables. It's not vegetables. We call them vegetables.
Right.
They're not vegetables. The ozer. Look at this. The ozer bepul hamitzri lach. And if somebody says he's not going to have a pul hamitzri lach, a wet pul hamitzri, which is some kind of bean, mutter biyavesh. You're allowed to have the dry one. Why? Because they're two totally different things. Okay. That's the Mishnah. Next, says the Gemara. Hanodim in a Yerek. Right? If someone says he's asering himself from Yerek, then Rabbi Akiva said that, what about Deluin? That's Mutter. Rabbi Akiva said, no, it's not Mutter. Ay, v'ha min Yerek Nadar. But he made himself, he asered himself, he made a Neder. Right? Why on earth, according to Rabbi Akiva, is it Aser? It's not a Yerek. That's the Gemara's question. It's not a Yerek. It's called a Pri-Adama. It's a vegetable. In English, there's no such difference. In English, there's no such difference. But in Hebrew, in Gemara, Lashon, there's a difference. Yerek means cucumbers and tomatoes, and Pri-Adama means diluin. We call them vegetables. We call them all vegetables. Although there is a difference, because, like what the Rabbi already said, some you can eat raw, some you can't. So asks the Gemara, what's Rabbi Akiva talking about? What's the Rekiva talking about? Now the truth is, the Gemara really asked, the Mishnah really addressed that. And the Mishnah said, well, if he sends a shliach, according to Rabbi Akiva, he wouldn't call up and say, listen, they don't have any. He'd buy the lewin for you. We already answered that question. So the Ran says, the first ground of the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva parach. This question's on Rabbi Akiva. Heichi asar b'deluin. How could Rabbi Akiva say you're not allowed to eat the luin, the hamin yerek nadar, because it's a vegetable? Because it's a vegetable's the wrong word to translate. We should call it yerek. There's a category called yerek, and there's a category called priadama. They're not the same, and in English they might be the same word, and in Hebrew they're not. And you didn't asar priadama. You only said yerek. So Duluin, lav yerek ninu. Duluin is not a yerek. Ela pri, it's a pri. It's not an apple either. It's not a pri that we call fruit. It's something else. It's a vegetable that requires cooking. What? So we're going to discuss that a little bit. The bracha dama akiv. You have to make some bracha. You don't make a shahakal.
Why not?
Because you don't make a shahakal on vegetables. So there's a Gemara that says it depends on how it's eaten. If it's eaten raw, you make a adama. And if you have to cook it, the whole story. Anyway, Bishlama Pola Mitzri, I understand better Pola Mitzri, Amale, Kivin Sha'osimimenu Dagon, since you can make it into a pile, which we're going to learn about tomorrow, Kishahu Yavesh, when it's dry, Umakame Hachilo, but before, when it's still wet, you can't do that. So Ad Hahi Shaita, Yerek Havi Velo Pri. So until that point, it's a yerek, not a pri. I hear that. We're going to get to that tomorrow. Ela b'deluin kasha. B'deluin is the kasha. What's Rabbi Akiva talking about? Afal gaf. Rabbi Akiva yov taima. Rabbi Akiva gave a reason in the Mishnah already. Dimim lachala shliach. Because the shliach will buy that. Says the Ran. Lo sagi lehu taima. What kind of reason is that? Kivon dimin yerek nadar. I don't care what he'll buy. What kind of answer is that? Well, the shliach would buy it. I told you to buy yerek. Don't bring me back something else. And then say, oh, it's awesome because the shliach would buy that. I tell you to buy yerek, you come back with potato chips. That is yerek. Right?
You just bought something else.
Kivin dimin yerek nadar. You made him a nether on yerek. The deluin lav yerek then. The deluin's not yerek. I don't care what the shliach would buy. It's irrelevant to me. It's just not yerek. Right? Maybe it's in the same section in the zoo market the guy bought it. So what?
It's also about maybe wants to grab something.
Right?
With something versus nothing. Maybe.
Exactly. So says the Gemara. Explains the Gemara. How could that be? How could that be a reason to answer it? How could that be a reason? Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara answers. You're right. Amar Ula, but Omer. Someone says Yarki Kedera Olai. You're right. I'm answering all Yarek, even what gets the Kedera, even potted Yarek. That I'm answering on me. A different story. Now you just open up a whole world of more things that were not answered before.
Is it a new category?
Yeah, now you're not just talking about quote unquote vegetables, even cooked vegetables, which were before that we had in mind.
Right?
We said in English there's no way to distinguish them. But in Gemara Lashon there is. Vidilma, Yerek, Hanechal, Bikadera, Ka'amar. So maybe you only meant now vegetables that have to be cooked. And now you didn't mean tomatoes at all? So the Gemara says no. But Omer Yerek Hamizbashel Kedera Olai. You said a lashon like this. All Yerek, including everything. Right, the Ran says, V'chal Kahagavna Sfirulei L'Rabbi Akiva, V'chal L'Rabbi Akiva, D'kivan D'deluin Mimlach Shlicha Olayu Asabahen. Since the Shliach would buy them for you, they're Asar. For Rabbanan Savri? No. D'kivan Sarach Lam Luchi Olayu. Since you have to ask, you have to call you up, you want me to buy those? Lav Minei Hu. It's not the same species. Next line in the Gemara.
Here's a threshold we didn't have until now. Before we said you go by Lashon the other, or by the Lashon of Akar. Doesn't even bring that up here. It's a whole new.
Right. So now the Gemara asked, for my Kamifulgi. So what are they arguing about? What are Akiva and the Chacham arguing about? So they're arguing about the following fine point. Rabbanan Savri, Kalmil said the Tzarech Shlicha Lam Luche Aleha Lav Minehu. If the guy has to call you, do me a favor, go to the store and buy me vegetables. If he has to call, I'm in the store, they don't have any vegetables, what about this? Once he calls you and asks you what about this, then it's not a vegetable. It might look like a vegetable, it might be close, it's just not. Why is it not? Why is it not? Because then it would, because like you said, It's Lashon B'nei Adam. This is included. Is the guy's already calling? It must be something else.
Well, why is it? Your wife sends in white cucumbers. I call them
from
a Persian.
Right.
And one
no. Right? Yeah. But they're all the same vegetable. Which one do you want? But here, they don't have any vegetables in the store. So I can do one of two things. I can come home and say they didn't have. Or I can call up. They don't really have, but they have something similar. It's like similar, it's not a vegetable. It's very simple. Rabbi Akiva Savar, call Milsa de Mimlach Shlicha Alayhu Minehu. It is the same. Because if your wife tells you, go to the store and buy cucumbers, so you're not going to come back with a box of salt. That you're not going to do. Not even shy, not even close. You come, by the way, they don't have cucumbers, but they have this cucumbers, or something so similar. That's exactly what it is. You're never going to call up and say, they don't have X, I have something totally, they don't have any cucumbers, but they have...
corn.
No. Let's say they don't have cucumbers. You know what they have? They have rolls. I'm going to bring rolls? That's not even close. Nobody would ever make a call like that. What are you going to call about? They don't have exactly, it's a little bit different, I see it. Says Rabbi Akiva, that's close enough. That's considered a vegetable. You're not going to call about something ridiculous. Amar Abaya, however, Abaya says, Mode Rabbi Akiva, Le'inyan Malkus, She'en Aloka. Rabbi Akiva would agree that let's say the guy brings home and you eat it, you do not get Malkus for violating your neder. Why not?
Because
why not? So there's three reasons why not. So the Ran says, Kivan didiluin lo mishtami behedya. He didn't say straight out that I don't want this, that I'm making nether on this item. He didn't say straight out. Ella miribuye delishne. It's a whole lumdus over here with the shliach, right? So afagav de mimlach shlicha alai, even if the shliach brings it home or calls up and says, you want this? Lo mystery bivadai ella sveika. It's not 100%, it's a usser. V'machmir, it's a suffik. We're not 100% sure that it's usser, Yossi. It's a suffik. Me suffik, don't eat it. Maybe it's included in your neder, says Duran. Therefore, hilchach lo lucky. So not going to get malchus on a suffik, right? The Shita Megibetza says it's a suffik hasra. How do you give hasra on that?
Exactly.
So therefore, you can't get malchus. Maybe it's part of your neder. That makes sense. How do you, right? So we're not saying 100% usher. Maybe it's usher. Maybe this is included. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, don't eat it. According to the Chum, you can eat it. You can eat it. Once the person calls up and says they don't really have it, that's it. It's not included. So Rabbi Akiva, I'm not 100% sure. Don't eat it. You don't get malchus for it. And the third reason, the Tosfos in Chulin gives the third reason. It's only Rabbi Akiva only meant to say it's usher midrabbanan. Ain't a chanami, it's not usher. It's not usher because for all the reasons we said. Midrabbanan, don't eat it. It's close. It might think this and that. You know. All the other reasons.
How do you have to give a shura by a neder? How do I know what you made a neder against?
The Gemara asks that, what do you mean? You were there in the room. I make a neder, I'm never eating cookies again.
Okay.
And then he goes, I can't, I have such a taiva for cookies. I have such a taiva. So you better not eat that cookie, because if you eat that cookie, you're going to violate your neder. That's how. What?
The average guy has not
right.
What you make a neder.
Right. So by the way, the Gemara asks, let's say you say, I'm not going to eat the cookie today. So it's don't eat that cookie right now. Right? So what do you mean? I have the whole day not to eat it. I have the whole day. So the hasra now doesn't count. It's a whole Gemara. Well, it's not here. But we'll get to that Gemara.
It's over there.
It's over there, exactly. Okay, good? Now, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, in Mi'ilah, so there's a, that says like this, Hashliach Sha'asa Shlichuso, Balabai is mal. There's a rule that ain't shliach dvar avera. So if I tell you, do me a favor, go rob that bank, and you go ahead and rob the bank, who's chayiv for robbing the bank? Oh. You, the shliach, not me. What are you listening to me for? No, what?
You're accomplice.
The one who robbed the bank is chayiv for robbery. Not the sender, not the mishaleach. Yeah, shouldn't do tell people to do averis, but you have your own brain, right? There's an exception. By me'ila, it's not true. By me'ila, I'm chayiv. The sender is chayef, being over. So if I tell you, go eat that, go give that piece of meat to what's his name, and that's really a carbon. I'm chayef in Me'ilah. So over here's a story. Tanan Hasam. Hasliach sa'asa shlichuso balabayis mal. So I tell you, go give the guest something to eat. And it's a carbon, it's hektish. I'm over me'ila. Why? Because ein shechet d'varfer doesn't apply by me'ila. Lo asa shlichuso, shliach mal. But if the shliach doesn't listen to me, and he does something else, I tell you, go give the guest apples. Go give the guest some apples. And the shliach goes ahead and gives oranges. Right? So did the shliach do what I asked him?
No.
So how can I be over me'ila? He didn't do what I asked him. Happens because oranges are also hektish. The oranges are also hektish. Right? But I didn't tell him to do that. So how can I be usher? The answer is I'm not. The shliach does me'ila. By the way, in the first case, if I tell the shliach to deliver apples, and Itaka delivers the apples, and the apples are hektish, the shliach doesn't get an avera of me'ila. Only I do. Yeah, only the Baal Bayis. Why?
If he doesn't do what
the Baal Bayis said, the shliach is off the hook. If he doesn't do what the Baal Bayis said, only the shliach is on the hook.
Right.
So far, so good? Now, Mantana, who said that? Who holds that idea? Amr of Chista, Masnis in the Lok Rabbi Akiva. It can't be Rabbi Akiva. It can't be Rabbi Akiva. Why not? Because Ditnan Ketan. What's the case of this Mishnah? What's the story? Omer lo, a guy says to a shliach, Tain basar l'archim, give the meat to the guests. And the meat, of course, is hektish. Right? V'nasan lehem kaved, but the shliach does a mistake. He doesn't give meat. He gives liver. Now, is liver meat? Now, it's fleishiks. But is it meat? If I say, pass the meat, you're going to pass me liver? Nobody would do that.
No.
Nobody would do that. Even though it's fleishiks. So the shliach gives liver. Or, the other way around. Tein kaveh, give them liver. V'nasan lehem basar. And the shliach gives them meat. Hashliach ma'al. The shliach did me'ila, not the baal habayis. Why? He didn't follow instructions.
Why is it different from before?
No different. I said.
He knows hektish.
What?
He knows hektish.
It doesn't matter because me'ila is even if it's pishogeg. Okay. Now, v'ir Rabbi Akiva. But 1 second, didn't Rabbi Akiva say in our Mishnah, Ha'amar Rabbi Akiva, call milsa demimlacha la shliach minehu, that if the shliach, if it's close. Didn't Rabbi Akiva say that if it's close, it's good enough? So isn't liver and meat close enough that it would be good enough? It's just like if he said the shliach to the store to buy vegetables and they don't have, and he brings back the luin, says Rabbi Akiva, this part of the neder. So too, I sent it to the store to buy meat. They don't have any meat, so you come home with liver. Wouldn't that be the same thing? So this can't be Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, if I ask you to deliver meat and you deliver liver, you would be chayiv in the nether. So you should be chayiv in me'ila. So why are you only the shliach is chayiv? Why is that a deviation? According to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a deviation. That's the Gemara's question.
Didn't the Baal Bayis say that he says you don't get malchus?
Hmm?
Didn't the Baal Bayis say that?
Fine. So there's no aveira. There's no onesh. There's no onesh. It's still an aveira. Right? It's a good question. Because according to, we said the Tosaf says only to Rabbanan. So the meals are abundant. Could be. So limo Baal Habayis. The Baal Habayis should be over me'ila. V'lo limo shliach. And not the shliach. Right? Look at the third to bottom line.
It's a hard one though. Like you said before. If I know it's
hektish,
he doesn't know it's hektish.
But me'ila is even if b'shogeg. Even Mishogi is over me'ila.
Like I'm setting him up. I'm
oh, I see things. Setting him up. Okay, we're not talking about a case like that.
You know what I mean? I know he doesn't know. Go give it to him.
So you both didn't know.
Yeah.
Nobody knew. You didn't know. You didn't know the meat was. You didn't know the liver was. You didn't know anything.
Mishleach knew. He didn't know. I'm sure.
So you say, I don't know about that case. So look at the third to bottom line in the Ran. Didn't he? It's true. Damrin and Lael. Damodri Biakiva. Leinian Malchus. She'ein Aloka. David. Even though it's true that Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said there's no malchus, right? Ha precious the dafka b'midi the lo mishkama ela miribuya kideluin. That's only because, says the Ran Lishitaso, it's only because we had a whole lundas over here with the shliach. Avol Kaved, Michlal Basar, below Rebuya. Kaved is considered meat without any lumdus. Without any, without having, you don't have to come on to anything.
Kaved being liver.
What?
Kaved's liver, right?
Yeah.
But I thought
we
said before, it's not...
So the Ron's saying, it's not... I wouldn't say pass... If someone said, ooh, pass that meat, and you pass the liver. Everybody would agree, you didn't mean that.
Right.
But says the Ron, somehow, it's closer to meat than Deluin is to vegetables, which, again, we can't argue that, we can't hack with that. Kiyamale balabayis tein lehem basar. When he says to the Bala, when the Balabai says to Sheikh, give him meat, the Nasalahem Kaved, and he ends up giving him liver, limol balabayas velo limol shliach. There's no question the Balabai should be chayiv and not the shliach. Why? It's not a deviation. So that can't be Rabbi Akiva. This Mishnah that says that if the Balabai says give meat and the shliach gives liver, who's chayiv? The shliach? That can't be Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a deviation.
Right, if you have four dishes on the table, coleslaw, salad, right, and carrots, and liver, and someone says pass the meat, you're not going to pass the salad.
Correct.
You'll pass the liver.
Correct. So Amar Abaya, no, afilu tam Rabbi Akiva, you could even argue, and even say, that the case of the Mi'ila is Rabbi Akiva. Why? Milo modi Rabbi Akiva, ditzarach la'amluche, didn't Rabbi Akiva hold that he has to ask? Didn't Rabbi Akiva hold he has to ask? Right? Isn't that how he said? Look at the Ran. Right? He has to go call up the Balabai and say, by the way, they don't have any Deluin. Would you like me to bring something? They don't have any vegetables. Would you like me to bring a Deluin? We don't have any meat. You want me to serve them, what do you call it? Liver? So we have. We don't have any meat. Want me to serve them liver? He didn't say, you want me to serve them peanuts. That he didn't say. It's so far off, what do you want? And the Fukui, of course you don't want that. They don't have any meat. We don't have any meat. Ran out. You want me to give them liver? So by the fact that you're asking, it's close enough, otherwise he wouldn't ask. And that's what Rabbi Akiva said, right? Milo modir Rabbi Akiva tzarech lamluche? Don't you have to ask? Says the Ran on top. Hilkach, le'inyin mi'ilas shliach, vadai, kivan ditzarach la'amluche, since you have to ask, v'lo mamlech, and you didn't ask, adaita denafshik of it. Of course you do, of course the shliach deviated. No question. Without asking, of course it's a deviation. And said, Itmar, shmaitze kemei de Rava. They told this answer over to Rava, amalahon, oh, shaper amal Nachmeni. That's a good fart. That's a good answer. Nachmeni said a good answer. Nachmeni's abaya. Right? That's a good answer.
So what's the answer again?
The answer is, what was the premise? The premise was that if the Baal Bayis tells the Sheikh, give meat, and he gave liver, it's not a deviation. Says the Bayis, that's true if he asked. But you have to ask. Didn't ask. He should have called up the Baal Bayis, listen, you want me to serve them meat? We don't have any meat. Should I serve them liver? By the fact that you ask, it's close enough, Rabbi Akiva holds. Here, he didn't ask. So without asking, it's for sure of a deviation. No question about that.
You said it was so close, you'd have to ask.
What?
You said it was so close, you'd have to ask.
But then, no, so I thought about that, but we can't say that really.
Right.
Because it's not what it is. It's not the same item. It's simply not the same item. That's what I'm saying. It's close enough, it's only Durabana maybe, therefore there's no Malchus. Come on to all these other things.
You place you get the...
Correct.
But we said before, place you cannot meet.
But we said, if I said to you, please pass the meat, you would never pass the liver. You would never do that. Right? You would say, by the way, we don't have any meat. Would you like me to pass the liver? You wouldn't say, would you like me to pass the peanuts? You wouldn't say that. Right? So therefore it's close enough, and therefore you'd be... So by the fact that he didn't ask, of course it's a deviation. No question about that. That's the answer. That's why even Rabbi Akiva would agree to be Ila. Says Rava, oh, I agree with you. I like that pshat. Right. Now,
I think even if there is meat and liver on the table, and somebody says pass the meat, they would still pass the meat, not the liver.
Correct. Right. But the only thing is, what if there is no meat? So I'm sorry, there is no meat available. Would you like some liver? That could happen.
Right.
Right? But they would never say, there's no meat on the table. You want some cookies? That would never happen. So therefore, that's considered a deviation. He didn't ask. Man tana de palagalid Rabbi Akiva. Who argues on Rabbi Akiva? Who's the Tana that argues? The answer is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya Hanodim and Abasar. If somebody says I'm ushering myself from Basar, Asar b'chol minei Basar. You can't have any meat.
Even liver?
Well, we're going to get to that. The Asar b'rosh, even the head, the raglayim, even the legs, the kane, the what?
The tail.
The kaveh, the liver, the lave, the heart, ubofos, even birds, umutter, but umutter in basar dogim v'chagavim. It doesn't include fish or grasshoppers. If that's your preference, right? Why? That's not meat, right? Rav Shimon Galil, one second. Hanodim in a basar. If you ask yourself from basar, asar b'chol minei basar. You ask yourself with all types of meat. However, umutter b'rosh, b'raglayim, b'kana, b'kaveh, b'lev, u'b'ofos. All that is mutter. Why is all that mutter? Because no shliach would ever bring that for you without asking first.
Okay.
Right, what? Yeah. Right?
Well, why not?
What? Because it must have been a different kind of thing. A different kind of wasn't like today, so it wasn't like a drumstick. It wasn't like that. So it might be. I'm not sure what.
What?
Would you eat a foot? It's a cow. You can have a cattle.
Yeah. So since I just accept it. Since if a shliach would have to call up and say, "Would you like this?" Once he says that, according to Shir Ben Gamliel, that's already off the table. Right? Of course, for sure, fish and grasshoppers are not included. For sure not. Karbayim, what's karbayim?
Intestines.
Lav basar. That's not basar. What does that mean? It's not basar. Right?
So what is it?
So what does that mean? It's not basar. There are three opinions. One says it means it's not basar in the darb. Fe'asim meat, not included. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that it's not the good meat that people like. Right? You don't invite somebody over and serve them that. That's the second pshat. And the third pshat, all similar pshatim. That also it's not in nekach u'memkar. If I call you up, hi, I'm coming over, I want to buy 2 pounds of meat. You can't put that in there into the 2 pounds. Pound of regular meat and a pound of that. It's not what people mean when they say they want to buy meat. Va'ochlehen lav bar inish. And if you eat that, you're not a person. And the Gemara repeats itself. Ochlehen kibasar le'inyan zvini. If you eat that meat like it's a sale, like you bought meat, lav bar inish, you're not a person.
It says over here, it says only for the dogs.
Huh?
Only for the dogs.
Right, it's dog food. Right? So unless you're a homeless person, nobody
starving.
Eats that.
Starving.
Right, nobody eats that. Okay. Maishna basar ov l'tanakama da'asir. Why, according to the Tanakama, is ov included? Very simple. Da'avad l'shlucha d'min l'chaleha. Because you'll ask, right? They don't have any meat. You want chicken? That could happen. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what?
Asking is good or not good?
It's a machlok. It's according to Rabbi Akiva, asking is good. And according to the other Shita, it's for sure no good.
No, the opposite. Rabbi Akiva says it doesn't make a difference if you ask.
What?
Right, it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
Don't ask.
What about basar dogim? What about fish? Nami avet shlicha. Isn't that the same thing? De'i lo mishkachach bisra milnach aleha? Wouldn't somebody ask on fish? The Omar, he'll say, Ilo Mishkachna Bisri, I see Dagim? They don't have any meat in the store. Do you want me to bring you some fish? Wouldn't that happen? It's close enough, right? The Listery, and therefore it should be included in the Gzera? It should be included in the Neder? So Omar Baya, no. Kigon Shehik is Dam. No, what happened was, the one who sent you, he bloodlet that day, right? And therefore, Delo Achel Dagim. Nobody eats fish on the day that they give blood.
Why not?
What? Because it's dangerous. Ihachi, if that's true, no. So we made. You're right. The answer is you're right. Really, maybe somebody would be asking about fish. So fish should also be a machlokas. But the case is we had blood that you gave blood that day. So nobody eats fish on the day they gave blood. So you never call. Hi, you want me to make you more sick? That would never happen. Ihachi, afilu ofos nami lo achil. Same thing with birds. Why? Damashmuel. That if a person gave blood and he's weak, then eating a bird will make him more weak. So that'll never happen either. That if you give blood, you can't. It doesn't mean donating blood to the blood bank. That's not what it means. You donated blood. That's not what it means. It was some kind of refuah in those days.
Yeah,
they were refuah.
They used to drain you.
Right. So if somebody does that, they don't eat fish, they don't eat birds, and they also don't eat salted meat. Fatanya, hikis dam, lo yochal, lo chalav, lo gvina, lo beitzim, lo shachlayim, lo ofos, lo basal maliach. So all these things are off the table.
What's on the table?
Huh?
What's on the table?
Everything else.
So why is birds different? So Gemara answers, no. So why is birds different? Shiny ofos, dafshir al yaday, shlika, because you can cook it. And when you cook it, you get rid of whatever problem it has, you get rid of it. So it's not an issue. Okay? Whatever problem is there, you get rid of it. Abaya Amar, a different answer, a very similar answer. Kigon, de kaivin le'ene. You have a headache. De dogim, kashin le'nayim. A fish is bad for a headache, and birds are not bad for a headache. That's why fish are not the same. Ihachi achal dogim. But one second. Just the opposite. Fish is good for a headache. Your eyes are giving you a hard time. I'm sorry, eyes. You have an eye problem. So just out of fish is good for eyes. Tamar Shmuel, nun tamachayin. What's nun tamachayin? Nun is a fish. Nun is a fish. Sama is a refuah. Leinayim for your eyes. So just the opposite. So it's a machlokas now in the medicine. Is fish good for your eyes or bad for your eyes? No, the Gemara answers, hahu, sof, uchla. When did Shmuel say that dog is good for the eyes? That's at the end of the healing it's good. In the beginning it's not good. So therefore that's why fish is not on the table. So how do we paskin in this issue? Do we hold up a Akiva that calling up it means it's good enough or not good enough? So the Ran says, "Well, lidin halacha, kaimel and Rabbi Akiva. We hold up Rabbi Akiva that if you would call, it's close enough. Now that might be only the Rabbanon. It might be only because of a suffix, right? We're not sure. As a suffix, therefore there's no malchus. But we hold up Rabbi Akiva. Then the Ran has a whole long story over here. Listen, it's like four lines before the lines get wide. Hilkach hanoder min habasar. If you asser yourself from meat." Aser b'chol mine basar v'ofos. You ask yourself with all meat, and chicken, and fish, and birds. What about fish? Ubidagim. What about fish? Kal shlo hik is dumb. V'lo ko'evin le'ene. Yeah, fish also. Unless you have a headache, or unless you gave blood that day. Right? Because fish is also included now. The only reason it wasn't included is because there was an exception. Right?
Most people would call.
Mihu dafka be'asra de mimlach shlich aleph. Only if the shlich would call. Avo be'asra de lo mimlach aleha mutter. But if he wouldn't call, then it's for sure mutter. Why? Because it's for sure not what he wanted. Exactly. The chal midi de lo mimlach aleha lav minehu. If they're not going to call, it's for sure not the same thing. Right? Which makes sense. Right? Okay. All right. Well, so we'll stop here. Yeah. All right. We'll stop here and we'll pick up on the Mishnah tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.